North Korea says its latest missile test is a cautionary measure against further U.S. sanctions.
The reason why we conducted the maximum range simulation of intercontinental ballistic missile test launch was to send a stern warning to the U.S. that has applied sanctions against North Korea at this time, losing their mind.
Pyongyang has threatened Washington with a, quote, resolute act of justice should it continue to resort to military adventures. The uptick in the tensions between the two countries comes as Pyongyang conducted its second intercontinental ballistic missile test on Friday. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country is now able to strike entire U.S. mainland. In a show of force, the U.S. flew two powerful strategic bombers over the Korean peninsula for a joint drill with the Japanese and South Korean forces. This after the Trump administration lashed out at China, accusing it of not doing enough to rein in Pyongyang. Joining us on the line from Beijing is Einar Tanggen. He's a political analyst. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Tanggen. Now, first of all, it is interesting to note how whenever we speak of U.S. military adventurism, as North Korea puts it, in the Korean Peninsula, it's always as a response to a missile test by North Korea. However, here's North Korea saying that their missile tests are in fact a response to the U.S. adventurism. What do you make of that?
Well, I don't think that that's quite the way to put it. What it comes down to is the U.S. and South Korea continue to hold military drills, and this is seen as a provocation by North Korea. On the other hand, North Korea's firing off these missiles is clearly a warning sign that they are fast approaching the point where they will have a nuclear-tipped missile, and this will not be acceptable to the U.S.
Right, but Mr. Tanggen, is the U.S. even a party to these tensions in the Korean Peninsula, considering North Korea continually says that remove the U.S. from the equation and we can sit down and talk?
Well, there has been a long period of negotiations with North Korea, which have been unsuccessful for various reasons. You can point to both sides, but the fact is that North Koreans have not always followed through on what they said that they were due. Right now, from the U.S. position, they feel that there is no way that they're going to withdraw. Most of the vitriolic comments from North Korea are aimed at the U.S. The idea that the U.S. would withdraw its troops and forces from South Korea is not going to happen. It would be opposed by the South Koreans, and it would, given the size and the demeanor of the North Korean forces, I think it would be an appeasement policy that would be very poorly looked on, even by other neighbors like Japan and China. I think right now we're at a war or diplomacy point of view. I think a freeze, as China has suggested and Russia has supported, both sides would be the best answer. Otherwise, I'm afraid that this is a slow-motion train wreck that is moving towards a war type situation.
Right. Now, Mr. Tanggen, I'd like to get your opinion as far as, of course, the role of China goes. We did see that Donald Trump took to Twitter, again, condemning China for not doing enough when it comes to North Korea. How much influence does China really have? Is China enabling North Korea?
No, I don't think that China does not see itself as enabling. There's a limit to what they've done. As you've seen in the press report, North Korea has said there are no circumstances under which it will give up its nuclear options, and it will continue to pursue them as the only way of guaranteeing their own safety. But and everyone acknowledges that there's not much China can do. But having given that situation, you see in Washington this constant idea of, let's see how much pressure we can put on China to try to solve this situation. And this is a frustration with Beijing. They have tried on many occasions to present the carrot to North Korea in terms of additional trade that has nothing to do with the lethal side, and has actually more, a lot of coal has been cut back. But what has been happening is North Korea has been buying things from China, things like shoes, clothes, small appliances, nothing to do with military.
Right, but then doesn't that then raise that question about what the U.S. interests are really when it comes to its position on North Korea? Is it really about regional security, protecting its allies, or is it about countermeasuring China's growing economic might?
Well, there is that component of this. Clearly, the moves that we've seen in India, Taiwan, Japan, and South Korea, there is this desire to put a wedge between all of these countries and China. China feels very strongly that they're being maligned when they believe that they are doing the best they can while calling for calm. But the problem is, having called for calm on so many occasions, China is either going to have to come up with a new game plan or explain what calm means in this situation. It is unlikely that the U.S. will acquiesce to a double freeze, as they call it, with North Korea. So at this point, I think it's probably better to be looking at what scenarios will happen. Unfortunately, if it is military, the people who will suffer the most will be the South Koreans, who could be killed in their hundreds of thousands or even millions.
All right, on that cautionary note, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That's Einar Tangen. He's a political analyst joining us on the line from Beijing. Mr. Tangen, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.